Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Perek Eli Nairos, the third Perek of Maseches Ksuvos, a good yeshivish Perek that's learned in Gemara, but we're just learning the Mishnayos. So we're going to talk about halachos, if a man violated a besula, nara besula, then we know you have to pay chamishim shkalim, that's psukim in the Torah, but there are some reasons to think in some of these cases that he'd be potter from paying. So the Mishnah has to tell us that he's still chayiv to pay. The following naros do get to collect their knas payments. Habala mamzeres or nesina valakutis. If one violated a nara who is a mamzeres or is a nesina who is a kuti, even though he's not allowed to marry such a girl, he still has to pay the knas because one might have thought that any obligation to pay the knas doesn't apply to someone that you're not allowed to marry. So the Mishnah has to tell us, yes, it does. You still have to pay the knas. If a person was ma'anes, a girl who had converted or was released from captivity or was a shivcha that was redeemed before the age of 3, so whatever happened to her prior to that is going to be inconsequential because the besulim comes back, so she is still presumed to be an nara besula. You have to pay the knas. Habala choso, valachos aviv, valachos imo, valachos ishto, val eishas achi, val eishas achi aviv, vi al hanida yeshlen knas afal pishehin biikares, ein ben Misas Beisdin. If someone is ma'anes, a nara, besula, who is not just usher for him to marry, but is a chiyuv kares to him. It's his sister, it's his father's sister, it's his mother's sister, it's his wife's sister while his wife is still alive. It's his brother's sister, and not b'makom yibum. It's his father's brother's wife. It's a nida. In all of those cases, you're chiyuv kares anyway, but we do not apply the principle of kamlei b'derabba minei to a chiyuv kares. Meaning, there is such a concept called that when a person does a single act for which he's chayiv two onshim, we only give him the more severe of the two onshim. So one might have thought that if he sleeps with any of these women, granted he has to pay a knas of 50 shkalim, but he's also chayiv misa, he's chayiv kares. So we only give him the more severe of the two punishments, which is kares, and not the knas. So that's why our Mishnah tells us that no, we do not apply the principle of kamlei b'drab minei when the more severe onesh is imposed by shamayim. It's not imposed by human beings, and therefore the guy still has to pay knas. Mishnah Beis, however, tells us ve'elu she'en lehen knas. The following girls do not get a knas payment. Haba al agiras v'al shuyev al shivcha shenifsuv shenizkar v'shen shachru yiseu sabna shal shom yom echad. If a man slept with a woman who converted or was released from captivity or was released from being a shivcha past the age of 3, where we assume that whatever happened to her before is consequential, and therefore she's no longer a besula. There's no knas if the girl's not a besula. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shvuya Sheniftes Harehi Biktushasa Afal Pisha Gedola. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? A Shvuya, someone who was held in captivity, we still assume that that they didn't touch her, that she's still a besula. Even if she was an adult, we can assume that she's still a besula and nothing happened to her, because he holds that we don't think they do this to captives, which means Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with assumptions we made in Perek Aleph of the Masechta also about a Shavuya, and that a Shavuya would be entitled to a Ksuba of Masayim Zuz, and not just a Mana. Haba al-Bito, al-Bas-Bito, al-Bas-Bino, al-Bas-Ishto, al-Bas-Bino, al-Bas-Bita. If a person is Ma'anes, a Nara Besula, who not only is it an Isser for him to marry, not only is it a Chiv Kares for him to marry, but it's an Isser Misas based in for him to marry, then Eilen Knas, Meshem Schaif Benafsho. Then there's not going to be a Knas payment because he has to pay with his life. Shemisaso Bide Bezin, because that's a Chiv Misas Bezin. V'chom Schaif Benafsho, Einem Shalim Mavon. And when someone is Chaif Misas Bezin, he's not going to pay Mavon. Shanaim Markus Apostle says, V'lo Yason, Anoshe Anesh. That V'lo Yason, if there is no death, if neither of the men were killed, then they're going to be punished. The guy who caused the miscarriage is going to pay for the value of the baby. The pasuk in Chumash is talking about a case where two guys were fighting and they struck a pregnant woman and she lost her babies. So when do you pay for the babies? Only if you're not already chayev misa. But if you're already chayev misa because you never killed somebody, so then you're not going to have to pay the monetary payments for the babies. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that there is a knas payment for someone who sleeps with a mamzeres in the sin or a kutis, which even though they're not allowed to marry such a woman for chiyuv elavin, there is a knas payment. If someone sleeps with a ger or shvi or shivcha that was released from that status before the age of 3, we assume she's still a basula. If someone sleeps with a chiyuv kares, so all the relatives that are chiyuv kares or a nida, they still have to pay the knas. And then in Mishnah Beis we said, but there is no knas payment if someone sleeps with a ger or shvi or shivcha past the age of 3. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about a shvuya. He thinks that a shvuya is still assumed to be a basula even past the age of 3. So, but the reason for no knas payment in that case is not because you're chayiv something else, but it's just that she's not a basula. And then the Mishnah says, if someone is Boel, a woman for whom he's Chayiv Misas based in for being Boel, then there is no Knas payment for being Boel, such a woman, because he's Chayiv Misas based in, and the halach is Kamlei B'drav Minei. He's only going to get the more severe of the potential onshin. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel.